You know that feeling, that universal itch for independence, that moment you're sort of dreaming. Picture your own space, maybe your own rules.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, like, no one telling you to clean your room.
Well, exactly.
Especially if you're, a young adult, maybe still living at home. That leap, it feels so exciting, but let's be real.
It can feel a bit overwhelming too, right?
Totally. Where do you even start with all the new responsibilities?
It's a huge transition, and let's face it, traditional school rarely preps you for a lot of this stuff. The sheer number of adulting skills you suddenly need, it can seem, well, daunting.
I definitely hear you on that. And that's exactly why, for this deep dive, we're looking at a really comprehensive guide. It's designed precisely for this journey. We're talking about On Your Own Path, and specifically their guide, How to Successfully Navigate Moving Out. For our listeners here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, this kind of actionable info, it's what helps us make a real impact first in our own lives and then, in our community.
Absolutely. And it's not just a list of things to do. It promises to be like a genuine shortcut to feeling confident, prepared for real independence.
Right. So our mission today is to pull out the most crucial bits of knowledge, the practical steps from this guide, and some of its related resources. We're going to explore those essential life skills that, well, adult life really demands, helping you feel totally equipped and hopefully excited for that leap.
Okay, let's start with the big picture, because this guide really does try to offer a kind of grand blueprint for independence. On Your Own Path frames this whole how to successfully navigate moving out thing as your ticket to freedom, and a clear step-by-step roadmap for anyone ready to fly the nest, basically.
That phrase ticket to freedom, that really resonates, doesn't it? Because that's what so many people are looking for when they think about moving out. So what are the core areas they immediately point to? The foundations for living on your own?
Well, what's interesting is how they lay out these pillars right away, not just topics, but skills you need. They dive straight into Financial Planning 101, how to budget like a boss, which, you just can't skip that.
Non-negotiable, yeah.
Exactly. Then there's finding your dream nest, apartment hunting secrets, and the art of adulting, managing household chores and responsibilities, which sounds simple, but
It adds up.
it really does. And finally, building your safety net, essential insurance, and legal must-dos. These really are the big questions, the things people worry about when they're thinking about this huge step. And the guide offers a structured way to tackle them.
Absolutely. Those definitely sound like the critical pillars.
Yeah.
Is there one area, though, that on your own path kind of flags as maybe the trickiest or the one young adults struggle with most?
Well, often it really comes back to the money, the financial piece, because it sort of underpins everything else, doesn't it?
Exactly.
So let's dig into that first. Getting a handle on budgeting. David Campbell, who contributes to On Your Own Path, has a great take on this in his article, Mastering Budgeting for Beginners. He talks about budgeting not as some kind of restriction, but more like a map for your finances.
A map. I like that analogy. But okay, for someone looking at like a messy financial picture, maybe juggling student loans or just figuring out their first real paycheck, what's the very first concrete step the guide suggests?
Right. So their first simple step, it's often the hardest, but maybe the most revealing. Track everything. Every single dollar you spend for, say, a week, no matter how small. Coffee, snacks, everything.
Oof, that sounds confronting.
It can be, but the guide really emphasizes, you can't manage what you don't measure. It's that first step of awareness. Once you actually see where the money's going, then they introduce frameworks like the 50-30-20 rule.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Needs, wants, savings.
Exactly. 50% for needs, rent, utilities, groceries. 30% for wants eating out, hobbies, and 20% for savings or paying down debt. It's a really practical starting point for getting control.
Okay, that feels very actionable. Super helpful. And once you've kind of mapped out your finances, the next big thing is obviously finding that place to live. Navigating the whole rental world can feel like, I don't know, walking through a minefield sometimes. What does the guide stress about understanding rental laws?
Yeah, that's such an important point because the whole rental agreement scene can be tricky for tenants and landlords, actually. The Understanding Rental Laws guide they have really clarifies common sticky points. Like, for instance, the difference between a security deposit and your first month's rent sounds basic, but they're legally separate, governed by different rules.
Okay. Good distinction.
Yeah. And they also get into typical tenant rights, things like repairs, what's reasonable, landlord entry, how much notice do they need, and crucially, how to properly document the apartment's condition when you move in and out. Photos, checklists.
Right. Proof.
Exactly. Knowing these little legal points can honestly save you huge headaches down the line. It's about peace of mind, really.
Absolutely. Knowing your rights and responsibilities there, it just prevents so many potential arguments, especially when you're just starting out on your own. Okay, so beyond the bills and the lease, a big part of independence is just the day-to-day reality of feeding yourself. No more raiding mom or dad's fridge. What's the main takeaway from the guide about, like, starting your kitchen journey without setting off the smoke alarm?
Huh. Right. Well, the essential basic cooking tips for culinary newbie section totally gets that cooking can feel overwhelming at first. But the message is, with the right basics, you will gain confidence. It's not about becoming a gourmet chef overnight. They don't just list tools. They emphasize simple techniques, like mise en place.
Prepping everything first, cutting all the veggies before you start.
Exactly. It makes cooking way less chaotic. They say it can drastically reduce stress. And they suggest mastering maybe just 5 simple, versatile recipes. You know, a basic pasta dish, how to roast vegetables, maybe a simple stir fry. Build from there.
That makes so much sense. Build a foundation.
It's really about building that basic culinary confidence. It's practical and honestly pretty empowering to feed yourself well.
Totally agree. Super empowering. Okay, so once you've kind of got the daily essentials handled, you're fed, you've got shelter, you're paying your bills, your mind might naturally drift to the bigger picture, like what's next professionally? And that's where their career advice comes in, right?
Indeed. They have this resource, Essential Steps for Starting a New Career in 2025. Very timely. This guide is designed to help you navigate, you know, the twists and turns of a career change, or even just starting out.
Whether you're fresh out of school or maybe thinking about a pivot.
Exactly. It really emphasizes things like informational interviews, just talking to people in fields you're curious about. Great for networking, great for understanding different industries, and practical stuff too, like tailoring your resume and cover letter for specific roles, not just sending out the same generic one everywhere.
The dreaded generic
and
resume.
All done it. But yeah, they stress being strategic. It gives you a sense of purpose, whether you're just starting or maybe rethinking your path.
That sounds incredibly valuable. Giving you that purposeful direction.
You know, if we zoom out for a second, all this connects to a bigger idea. Independence isn't just about the practical stuff, like a roof over your head and a job. It's also about building your ecosystem, your support network. Because let's be honest, loneliness can be a real challenge when you first live alone.
That is such a critical point.
Yeah.
So what about making new connections, forging new friendships?
Mm-hmm.
Especially now, in this digital age, maybe in a new city, it can feel really hard.
It can feel hard. And their ultimate guide to making new friends in today's digital age acknowledges that feeling right up front. But the core message is, despite the challenges, there are actually tons of ways to connect now. Social media, specialized apps, sure. But they also really emphasize getting involved locally, offline.
Okay. Like meetups.
Exactly. Joining local interest groups could be anything, a book club, volunteering somewhere, a sports league right there in your community. They make the point that shared activities, shared interests, that's often the most natural way to build real lasting friendships, not just online chats.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Recognizing the importance of community when you're living independently. And that guide gives you actual steps to build it. But okay, while you're building these new connections, you also want to nurture the ones you already have, right? Like family. It's easy to kind of drift when you're busy setting up your new life.
That's so true. And they address that with 10 effective strategies for maintaining family bonds in today's fast-paced world. It acknowledges reality, you know, life gets busy. It is tough sometimes to keep those family connections strong, but it reinforces that maintaining those bonds is really essential for like a happy home base, a strong personal support system.
So what are some of those strategies?
Well, one simple one they suggest is scheduling regular, short video calls, maybe just 15 minutes. Don't wait for that perfect hour-long slot that never seems to happen.
Okay, manageable chunks.
Right. Another idea is creating like a shared digital photo album or even a shared playlist. Little things to keep everyone feeling connected to each other's day-to-day lives, even from afar.
I like that. And that really feeds into your overall well-being, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not just about proving you can go it alone. It's about knowing who's got your back and keeping those vital connections strong.
And this really loops back to the whole philosophy behind On Your Own Path. If you look at their About Us section, it mentions they were founded by experienced mentors who remember their own first steps away from home.
So they've been there. They get it. What's their sort of overarching message then? The thing that ties all these different guides together?
Their mission seems really clear: to empower you with the life skills that school doesn't teach but adult life demands. That's straight from them.
Yeah.
And they operate on this core belief that independence shouldn't be scary or intimidating. It should actually be exhilarating.
Exhilarating. I like that.
Yeah. So all these specific topics we've touched on, budgeting, rental laws, cooking, relationships, they all feed into this bigger mission of empowerment. It's about giving you the tools and the confidence to not just, you know, survive on your own, but to actually thrive in your new independent life.
That's a fantastic way to put it. So as we wrap up this deep dive, it really feels like On Your Own Path does a great job of distilling crucial info into guides that are actionable, understandable. It kind of proves that taking that leap into independence, it doesn't have to be about fear or just stumbling through and hoping for the best. It's about being equipped, feeling prepared, and yeah, maybe even excited for what's next. And, you know, we here at Think and Act Locally really believe this kind of self-empowerment, taking these practical steps, is key to building a stronger community right here in Deer Park, La Porte, in Pasadena. If you found value in our discussion today, please do consider supporting our work. You can find details at thinkandactlocally.com/Tredonia. And that link's in the show notes too.
Definitely. So thinking about everything we've unpacked today from On Your Own Path, what's maybe one skill or one area that feels like your most exciting next step? That next piece on your journey to independence?